Yeah, there's an element of that, but still, we're still tasked to put a lineup out there to stop an opponent. So it's not going to be a wholesale thing. There's some subtle things where we get a guy a few extra reps. A lot of times, that's going to depend on their personnel groupings. Sometimes you just can't force. If they're in a three wides, throw it every snap mode. Doesn't make sense. Have a Kenner Gillis out there. Or if it's heavier groupings, having Copels out there. So the game will dictate that some, but there's a couple guys that might get increased reps over these last two.
Mike Cioni said on the long run by Johnson, he said he kind of guessed the wrong gap there. Is it as simple as that could lead to a 94-yard run like that?
Now, usually when you give up one like that, it's more than one guy, and that was the case. And unfortunately, it was about five or six. There was alignment technique on five or six guys. So I know Sione's broad shoulders wants to take that, but that's from his perspective, that's what he felt like. His job there is to more knock the center back and restrict the run more vertically than kind of guessing, a horizontal going, taking a side. So in his mind, I think that's how he sees it. But when we look at it, it was more five or six guys. I think he's is about where we thought he would be progression wise. I mean, we knew coming out that there were some issues technique wise against the run that we knew we'd have to get cleaned up. We knew there was some natural ability there as a pass rusher. And there was, early in the year we had some practice habits that we needed to get cleaned up, which we have. I mean, he's running to the ball now. I mean, there's not that issue that we had earlier in the year. That certainly clicked in for him. And I think it's just been a natural learning curve for him. I mean, Muhammad went through the same thing and played his best football late in his rookie year, and I think we're seeing that with Quentin as well.
Mike, you addressed this. We asked you this a couple weeks ago. You addressed that, but I want to ask you again. I mean, when your starting defense for most of this season was facing McElroy, as a scout quarterback, what can you learn from a guy in this situation that's got a quarterback? I mean, who's running some of the team's plays, but I mean, can you see how he thinks thinks through the game? I mean, what were you able to see as kind of a
Well, I mean, he's definitely a student of the game. He's got that gym rat mentality. I mean, he's very analytical, and he would give us a lot of feedback on things he would do in a certain route or against a certain blitz, or how he would ID a certain front of ours or things that we were doing. I mean, there was definitely some give and take there, and he was helpful. And there were times that we would get mad at him because we would run a blitz early in the week, and he'd see it, and then he'd totally take the protection the other way to pick it up later in the week when we know that's something the opponent wouldn't do. But he's such a competitive kid that we'd have to tell our guys, listen, they're not going to block it like that. So, but he's a guy definitely you can just tell. I mean, just that he just soaks it up. So again, he's been helpful. We were giving him a hard time, saying, get your priorities straight. You need to be over here and be a scout team guy. So. But no, it's good. And again, I think our guys are behind Mac, and it's a thing that whoever we tried out there, quarterback, we're going to support. And then he's a guy who's been a team guy in every sense from day one. And we got his back, and looking forward to see him go out there and play.
Does your defense feel like it has to pitch a shutout right now to win the way the offense is?
We don't look at it like that. I mean, I know some guys have made some comments. I mean, it's frustrating that they feel that they have to do it. It hasn't in the past. Maybe it affected me as a play caller, where you felt like, hey, listen, I can't go too much risk reward here, because if we go down a certain amount, there's a reasonable chance we're not going to get back in it. And I think I've changed that way, where I've just stayed aggressive, whereas maybe in times before I wouldn't have. But again, I just think it's human nature. I mean, I think our guys it wears on them. Like they want to, they're competitive. They want to win. They want to do everything they can to help the team win. And they feel when, there's nothing they can do to help the other side, except for just go out and do our job. And that's we just preach that to our guys. Stay the course. We get out there, more TV time. We get out there, get a stop, get off the field, then we go back out there and do it again. So I think, the loss, I think, boiled over those emotions with some of our guys. Again, I think we've been playing well, and that needs to continue. Just because we're out of the playoff chase, and our standards aren't going to change in our room, and we're going to go out there and look to get a stop on every drive. And again, we're emphasizing this week we got to get turnovers. I mean, we've only gotten four turnovers in the last three games. I mean, we've done well on third down and we've held the points down, but I think we got to take that extra step and get the ball back.
Mike, follow up on Brian's question. How recently in the past were you thinking that way, that, you know, I've got to adjust my play calling to because of the offense? Are we talking 2009 or are we talking like 3 weeks ago?
No, that's more years ago than I mean, this year I just you just have to block that out and just keep the plan what it is. So again, it's if the plan called to be aggressive in certain down and distances, then we stayed aggressive.
With Copels, you said he had some practice issues, had to clean up early in the year. How did you get him to do that? I mean, did you rattle his cage a little bit, or how did?
Yeah, we coached him up. We'll put it that way.
That's coach speak. Basically, it sounds like he wasn't hustling all the time. I mean, which kind of was his reputation.
Yeah, well, I just think also too. I mean, and I can't speak. I wasn't at North Carolina. I don't know how their practices were structured. I just think, I mean, he wasn't doing it. It wasn't a deliberate thing. I mean, it was just his idea of what was good enough versus our idea of what was good enough. And I think his idea of what's good enough has risen to match ours.
How long did it take before you saw that shift?
It was probably mid-year.
Last 2 weeks is a bit of a rarity for you guys, I think, with no playoffs as a carrot, so to speak. Can you just talk about how difficult that dynamic is as you approach these last two games here when you don't have that to play for?
Yeah, I mean, personally, it's uncharted. I mean, I haven't been in this situation, I think, since, I want to say, 2007. But again, it's just what I just said. It's you know, we have standards, and we're competitive. We want to go out there and we want to win two football games, and then from a, you know, defensively, that we want to be recognized as one of the top defenses. You know, and again, I don't. We talked about being the winningest defense. That comes first and foremost. But you know, I think our guys are a prideful group, and they want to finish in the whatever it is, the top 10 or the top 5 for 4 years in a row. That's important to them. But again, I don't think it'll affect our play. I mean, our guys are going to play hard from start to finish. I mean, that's. And we talked, we only get so many opportunities to go out and play, and we have two more to do it as this group is currently constituted. And to me, it's been a year we've gone through a lot, and it's a tight group, and there's really good chemistry in that room. And it's, we're looking at it as two more opportunities to go out there together. Because as we all know, at the end of every year, things change. So I think our guys are looking forward to it, and I'm sure it'll show up on the field.
As good as they've generally been for you, is there any way –
Yeah, again, and you get into the whole economics of it, as we know that Laurent's contract is up, and I know he's addressed that recently, and he's, you know, he's had a good year for us. And again, I'll give kudos to the training staff, especially John Melody, that's had a plan that we stuck to all year, just limiting his reps and giving him a day off here and there, and even getting reps off of Jeremiah. And I think that really, I mean, if you had said at the beginning of the year, and it's knock on wood, we got two left, that those guys were going to be able to play through the whole year, that you probably would have questioned it. But again, they've done a great job, and I know we'll sit down right when the season ends and evaluate it and evaluate it again right before free agency starts. But both those guys have done a great job for us, and it would be frustrating not to have them back just because we've put a year in as far as learning the system, and that's a big part of it. That first year, there's always a learning curve, and that's one of the things that with the kind of the injuries we've had at safety and the revolving door we've had there, that's sometimes hard. That's one of the hardest positions to learn. So when you get a guy coached up, it's tough to see him walk out the door. So those guys are certainly guys that we would want back.
Thank you. Your starting linebackers have been there since you've been those four. Probably not next year based on age and economics. Have you kind of given any thought to that you're near in the end with those four guys probably as a group?
You think about it some. I mean, it's. I think a lot of that reality hit us once the year out of the playoffs slap, hit us in the face. so that you start to look forward a little bit and how we want to play out these last couple games. And it's been a special group, and I think it's rare that you have, you know, a group that stays together for, you know, for that long and plays at a high level. So again, and I know it's exactly what you said, whether it's age, whether it's economics, you know, that's probably will be the last 2 weeks of this group playing together, and we're hopeful it's looking like Brian will be able to play. So again, that was something I think has been wearing on him. He didn't want to finish the season not playing or on injured reserve. So if he's got a chance to go, he's going. And he's been a special player here for us, and he's been a special player for the Jets since he walked on campus. And again, we're looking forward to him finishing up right.
Thank you.